Praise to be our God. Holy is his name. Welcome. It's Thursday morning. Yes, already July 31st. And we're marching forward in the breaker anointing. How's that? Truth from God's word. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm honored and privileged to be with you for the next 30 minutes or so as we engage in seeking the Lord and receiving his breath, adding life to our lives on this wonderful Thursday morning. In our zone, it's clear and quiet, and the temperature is wonderful. Weather is good. Trust that's the way it is for you. And we believe today that God is marching ahead of us as the breaker, and we are following. He's opening up the way for us. So whatever your sentiment or feeling or thoughts are about this day, we hope it's one of hope, one of victory, one of faith and trust and confidence. Amen. No matter what the challenge is, and I'm sure there are giants in the land, so to speak, but they are all uncircumcised and already defeated, and their time is up. How is that for a fit? Praise the Lord and welcome to you. Well, I trust that you have a peace that passes all understanding. That's my praise report today, peace that God has given to all of us. The question becomes whether we embrace it or not. Today, I would like to share a scripture with you as we move into prayer. And that scripture is taken from James chapter 4, verse 7. And 8. That's James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I believe God has given this to us today to spark our spiritual energy so that we take a position consciously and by decision to stand. Verse 7, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He says, so be subject to God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Recognize that you are sinners. Get your soiled hands clean. Realize that you have been disloyal, wavering individuals with divided interests. And purify your hearts of your spiritual adultery. Now, that's the Amplified Version. I was looking at another version, which again helps us get some clarity on what God is actually saying. And I looked at the J.B. Phillips translation of the Bible, and it says, through the same two verses, verse 7 and 8, it says, be humble then before God, but resist the devil, and you'll find he'll run. Run away from you. Just come close to God and he will come close to you. Realize that you have sinned and get your hands clean again. Realize that you have been disloyal and get your hearts made true once again. As you come close to God, you should be deeply sorry. You should be grieved. You should even be in tears. Your laughter will have to become mourning. Your high spirits will have to become heartfelt dejection. you will have to feel very small in the sight of God before He will set you on your feet once more. So God wants us to stand. That's the position where our feet are firmly planted. But there's a process to that. And this scripture is speaking of an upward relationship to God, which is achieved through our doing four things. First, we're to submit. That's to humble ourselves. We're to draw near. Then we are to cleanse and purify. Those are things that we are to do. We are also to clean our hands and purify our hearts. So let us go to the Lord today humbly. Let us see His throne, that He is high and lifted up, and we are bowed low. We don't even have the right to stand before we have humbled ourselves before Him. Let us think about that as we enter His courts. The doors have been opened for us, and we are invited. So let us consciously enter, but in a very Eastern posture, we're bowed and bowed low. We've taken off our crowns. We dare not look directly at Him, but we have our eyes cast down because of who we are and where we are. We're on holy ground. We're in His mighty, awesome presence. He has power over us. He has rule and authority over us. And we are submitting ourselves. Excuse me. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the relationship that we have with You, that we can even approach You without being afraid of being slain or life ending because of our low estate, Your greatness, Your holiness, Your righteousness, as against our stains of sin. You have the right to erase us from Your presence completely. So we thank You today that we can come into Your presence. We thank You for what You have to offer, Your mercy and Your grace. We receive Your mercy today that comes through the finished work of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who has given Himself for us. His blood was laid up for our continual cleansing. So thank You today, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins, for washing us and making us whole so that we can stand in Your presence with clean hands, with hearts that have been purged, made clean. So we thank You on this day because You graciously offered and kept Your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we thank you that you will draw near to us according to your word. You will come close to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. Amen and amen. Well, we praise the Lord today for this opportunity to be again in his presence, in your company. So, I don't know, you may have a prayer request or a praise report that you may want to share with us, generously so. I think it would be a good thing. So I'm just inviting you at this point in time, as our time moves forward, for you to share either one of those with us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. I hear a voice.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The voice is a little raspy, but
sounds like Jennifer. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. It's just that my voice is a little raspy. I don't know why, but give God thanks anyway for waking me up on this morning and setting me on my way. Thank God for the saints. Thank God for this prayer broadcast and being able to come before his presence and supplicate and put all requests before him and believe that he is who he says he is and he would do what he said he would do. I have a prayer report this morning. I had asked for prayer a few weeks ago for a friend of mine whose father was caught up in a long story, kind of. He was held because by the immigration authorities for something that happened many, many years ago, and they were considering deporting him back to his country of Jamaica. And my friend was very, very concerned, upset, and everything. Because they had heard stories that, you know, people stay long periods of time before they send them back, and her father has a heart condition and stuff like that, and so she was very worried. And so I ministered to her. I believe one day when Sister Christine was leading prayer, I asked for prayer, and I even fasted on her behalf. And long story short, she texted me on Tuesday, and she said, because I kept telling her, I said, you know, you have to just trust God and don't think about what you're seeing in front of you and what you hear in the natural, but just believe God that he is able to do the impossible. And she texted me on Tuesday, and she said to me, guess who I think is on their way home. And I was just so elated that I was in the lobby where I was going down for my job. I was in the lobby and I just shouted out hallelujah, and the doorman wanted to know, well, what was going on, but I was just so so excited, and because because God had come through one more time, that he didn't stay in the prison system for 6 months or for, it was just maybe like about a month, a little over a month, probably close to 2 months, something like that. And I was just so, so elated. And the doorman kept asking, what's wrong? What happened? I said, I am just praising the Lord because he came through one more time. And but then she texted me again. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything? Long story short, he is going home today. Yesterday was his birthday, and she was saying it would have been so nice if he had. But I said, you know what? No matter what, I said, we just going to give God thanks anyhow. So I just thank God today. And I encourage anyone who is on the prayer broadcast and listening in, if you're praying for something and you're seeking God for something, don't give up. Don't look at what it, don't focus on what it looks like, but just focus on the Lord and believe, trust him, believe in his word and obey him at all times. And know that he is a God that is able to do, he is the only wise God, and he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask or think. He is a God of possibilities. I give him thanks this morning. I give him praise. Amen.
Well, praise God for that.
Praise the Lord.
God intervenes. God relates to our suffering and our situation. He really is in touch with it, and we have this opportunity. I feel so privileged to be able to be a part of what's going on here, even this moment. It's a privilege to be lifting up, standing in the gap, interceding for persons and situations where even those persons may feel so alone in their situation and they don't know of anyone that's really concerned. But even if we never meet them personally or have met them, God makes the link. He allows us to stand in the gap. And the gap is, what is the gap? The gap is the difference between what is and what ought to be. And those are two different locations, but totally. What is the circumstance that we're representing, lifting up, or in, or whatever. And what ought to be is what God wants concerning that situation, the outcome, the reality that he wants based on his word. He has good thoughts concerning those of us that have already made covenant with him for a good end. Yes. And so it's a privilege that we have here. So thank God for that wonderful report of movement in the direction of what ought to be. God wants freedom. And people, we never know their situations, what it is and why and wherefores, and we don't need to know all of that. We just need to petition the Lord for mercy for them because he already has compassion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that was a wonderful report. Today we are following what God has spoken to us over the last couple of days. We are now to move in the breaker anointing that God has responded to and given as a result of our requests, so that all of us who were stuck in a narrow place, in other words, stuck in the breach, you weren't able to go forward beyond the opening that was already made by the breaker, and the breaker is none other than Christ himself. Well, now we can move, but we must move in holiness. Hallelujah. Holiness. Because we are asked to cleanse our hands and to purify our hearts. And that implies holiness. And without holiness, we may think we have put on the full armor of God, to go into warfare against the forces of darkness. But it didn't take long for us to find out that we have holes in our armor. And here's what someone, great woman of God, Cindy Jacobs, said. She says, holiness is being so full of God that there's no room for anything else. It's a precondition for entering into effective spiritual level warfare. So what we're doing on this prayer cast every day is really engaging in warfare. So if you have a prayer request, you can stand today in the gap on behalf of whatever the situation is. It could be yours, it could be someone else's, but you can attack today. You can do that. So while you're thinking about what that might be, I would like to pray for what is happening against the adversary, against the enemy, who is causing loss of life on every hand. People are dying, children are dying, and they don't know the Lord. That's a permanent situation. So we want to pray that the Holy Spirit would intervene in the situation. Not that he hasn't, but we want to press in and pray into that, that he has intervened in the current situation in the land of Israel, which includes, for our purposes, the Gaza Strip. The scripture says, when the enemy shall come in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up and raise up a standard against him. That's Isaiah 59:19. We're going to ask God to flood that geographical area and those two peoples, raising up a standard. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that we have this hope and this confidence. You've given us faith, and we're willing, more than willing, to exercise it on this day, this Thursday morning. All those that have joined us, adding their faith to ours. And we believe your word that the enemy can never outdo you. And whatever the enemy is doing is an indication of what you desire as the opposite. You desire that life would be preserved, that people would be able to abide in peace, going about their daily lives, thinking of your greatness and your mercy towards them, your goodness, instead of continuing to run for their lives, to cling to just survival, not being able to be creative and productive as would normally happen, with peace, quiet, existing in their environment. Bombs are raining on them. Rockets are flying everywhere. That's the work of the adversary. Father, we pray that that would cease. There would be a ceasefire that would allow parents to have peace about the safety, not only of themselves, but of their children. and that the children would feel safe to just be children and play, which they cannot do right now. There's no place for them to do that. They have to be consistently looking behind their backs and overhead to see what's coming at them. Father, that's not your norm for your people, for creation. That's the enemy at war against your purposes. And today we decree in the name of Jesus that all of the demonic forces, the forces of darkness that have invaded the lives of people in such a manner, not only keeping them imprisoned away from truth, but also destroying them, taking them apart, ending their very lives, causing them to be separated from you eternally because they don't know the truth. They don't know who is Lord and who is God. We pray right now, Father, that there would be a divine, supernatural ceasefire that manifests itself in the earth as humanitarian, caring, and compassionate, so that the violence would cease in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the leaders globally that they would understand that they have their limits, but you are unlimited, and they can call on you, and you will hear from heaven just as you promised, and you will answer. And Father, they need wisdom, but you said they must ask, and you will give it freely. We pray that your Holy Spirit will so move upon them that they will ask, and you will give them the wisdom in order to bring about and to bring to an end the wars, the killings, the violence, the plotting that the enemy loves to be in the middle of. We thank you. We look for a great testimony on this day of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray that the tongues, that you would destroy and divide the tongues of those who would incite violence against Israel. We bind every false religion and false doctrine that does not acknowledge your eternal plan for the land and the people of Israel. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. It's a privilege that we have. For anyone who has been stuck in a place, a narrow place, God is announcing all of this week that you can break through completely. You can have a breakthrough because it's for you. Because the breaker, according to Micah chapter 2, goes before us. And the breaker is none other than the Lord himself. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Do you have a prayer request? We want to pray today for Sister Valerie Elgin, who was having a tremendous difficulty with issues, dental issues, if you will. and we have been praying for her, and I spoke with her on yesterday, and she was able to get intervention with that after it appears that there was a botched dental procedure. And so on last night, she sounded a lot better, and we want to pray for her. It appears that in the procedure, some material that she's allergic to, or appears to be allergic to, was used, and so that material was removed on yesterday. And so now we pray through for the cleansing of her body, that her body would be able to eliminate all of any opposing substances to her health and her well-being. So we want to thank God for the intervention yesterday, and we also want to pray through that she would be completely healed and recovered from that experience, both mentally and physically. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Valerie Elgin. We call on you, Lord, because you're the Lord over everything that we are and about us and how we made and are made of. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving her the opportunity to have corrective intervention. And we pray now that even now as we speak, that she will be healed. Body is getting rid of any toxins, anything that conspire against her health. Even now, we bless her right now, sending your word of healing and deliverance to her in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to every cell in her body. In Jesus' name, we speak health in her body, in her spirit, in her atmosphere right now, that there be health and healing flowing through her. According to your word, you said, by your stripes we are healed. So we thank you for her healing right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for what he's doing, and thank you for praying for our ministry. Our ministry is just a miracle at what God does. It just amazes me. And we thank God for your prayers for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Church, and even your prayers for myself and my wife. And you have many opportunities to do that, because we suggested that every time you sat to a meal and you were blessing that meal, ask God to bless us. We are not without need for prayer all the time. Pray our strength in the Lord physically and spiritually. Pray our success in all that we have and to do, place our hands to do, and we're always doing what we believe God would have us do. So we're standing all of the time resisting the adversary. It says resist the devil and he will stay away from you at least for a season. And so pray our strength and our stand as we stand in the gap for others. As we go forward in the vision that God has given us. And so we thank God for what he's doing as it relates to the restoration. of the theater that we occupy. God is giving us favor. We thank Him for His patience and for giving us patience so that we are not going ahead of Him, but we are walking in step with Him. And we pray for those, we want to pray for those that may not have the spiritual sight at this point to see what God is doing through our ministry. We pray that their eyes would be opened. They would be enlightened in the name of Jesus. They would come into understanding so that they for can stand, but not just stand, but stand powerfully. Because the enemy would like others who have the ability and power to give a hand, not to give a hand, if you know where I'm coming from with that. So I'm not deceived into thinking that we're on a cruise. No, we're resisting the adversary who seeks to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Who moves around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And this is the day of standing or being devoured. God preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Our time is winding up, and my heart is filled with joy on today as I think of the goodness of God. And if you have a praise report, we would like to give you the opportunity to make that manifest. Share it with us. Or if you have a prayer request, share that with us. Because
good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Sounds like Linda.
It is
good
me.
To hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. How is the weather in South Carolina?
Well, we are waking up this morning to about 69 degrees, and it's cool. It feels wonderful. It's
good.
Going to be a
good.
Great day.
Good.
And
that's about the same.
Let's just say God is a good God, as we always know.
Amen.
But I just want to say that since March, when I had the accident, up until now, I have come such a long way. I am now walking with sneakers all day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I am now driving again.
Okay.
I went back Sunday for the first time, and I
wow,
had
I know
such
you missed
a warm,
it.
Gracious welcome back into church.
Yeah.
When I got to church today and it was time to work, one of the members of the church said, well, we don't want you to work today. We'll let you ease back into this. So I got right back on the door to usher because when I thought about it, I said, I think I'll sit it out today. But then as soon as I said that, I thought about where God has brought me from and thought about
hallelujah.
The fact He has allowed me to go back to church. I got up and went right back to work, and I felt so good being back in church Sunday that if I had wings, I think I would have risen up from the floor. It was such a great feeling. I really felt good, and people just lined up to hug me and say, welcome back home, we miss you, and we are just so glad to have you back, and God has been so good to me. The prayers have worked, and I am just in awe of where I've come from and how well I've healed. I still have a little work to do, but not as much as I have done, and I thank God for it. I thank you and your prayer partners and all those who prayed for me, because it has worked. I am doing wonderful, and I thank God for it. I just had to share that with you. Thank you all.
Well, we're
thank
glad.
God. Thank God. Thank God.
We're glad that you were generous in sharing that with us, because those kinds of praise reports have an effect on us. They lift our spirits. Because, once again, it's a proof that God does hear and does answer prayer. And I can imagine and relate to how you must have felt, because I remember I was out of action for about 8 weeks because of an accident that I had in the past. It was great to, I mean, you miss when you're not, and even take for granted your ability to just go out and go attend church and be in fellowship and be with people, until you're not able to do that as you would, and you realize how precious that is. While the people were lined up to hug you and receive you and really pamper you, and that's a good thing, you were feeling like, I'm just so glad to be back and alive.
I really was glad to be back. I'm just so glad to be able to go out and get in my car and run my little errands as I want to. But I waited until the time was right, until God said the time was right, until my doctor said the time was right. But thank God for the people who stood by me, who helped me along the way. I have no complaint, and I was never in a hurry because it was not time, and now it is time. I am very satisfied, very grateful, and I'm on my way. Thank God, and thank you all so very much.
Linda, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're glad to have you back on with us as well. We've just got a few seconds, roughly, to conclude our prayer cast today. And what you've heard today is that God is alive and well, and He's showing mercy and compassion on whom He chooses to do that with. And so we thank God for you joining us, all of you, on today, and adding your faith to our faith. Well, I'd like to read a benediction in our hearing have us move on in our day with the confidence that He's with us. Unto Him, Revelation chapter 5, verse and 6, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. And I trust that you can say amen. Thank you for your praise reports, your prayer requests, and just meditate on what a privilege we have. You know, that alone will just hold us all day, just thinking about who we are and what we're able to do because of His grace and His mercy. May God bless you richly, and I trust that you will join us on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. sharp.